the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
This is Darren Dodds, Extension Cotton Specialist with Mississippi State University, and this is the first cotton podcast of 2018. Virtually no cotton had been planted prior to April 28th and 29th. Weather conditions have been cool and wet for an extended period of time, which has not only delayed a little bit of cotton planting, but has seriously delayed corn planting and delayed soybean planting as well. However, over the weekend of the 28th and 29th, where conditions would allow and soils were dry enough, folks began to move around and start to plant a little cotton, and cotton planting was in full swing by Wednesday, May the 2nd. Several things to be aware of as we head into this planting season and even beyond. Tend to be somewhat cool evenings of late. Been some fairly windy conditions throughout the day. One thing to be cautious of is not to get too far ahead with your planter to where your sprayer cannot keep caught up with laying down your residual herbicides behind the planter. Glyphosate-resistant pigweed has been a very, very troubling thing for us over the last several years, and a delayed pre to the point where the crop is up and you can't get a pre down will lead to a much more challenging situation with respect to pigweed control for the rest of the year. Other things to be aware of include thrips management. Most folks are aware of the fact that we have seen some issues with thrips management with our seed treatments, and as a result of that, we have really strongly encouraged folks to go ahead and over-treat their seed with acephate. In some cases, we are doing that. In some cases, we are not. If you are not over-treating your seed with acephate or even using AgLogic in furrow, be prepared to make a foliar application to that cotton for thrips if need be. Do not assume that because you are using a insecticide seed treatment that your cotton will be void of thrips. That probably is not going to be the case, depending on what the weather conditions dictate over the next several weeks. In addition to that, with it warming up during the day, finally, this cotton's going to come out of the ground and start moving. But also, as I mentioned earlier, pigweeds are going to come up out of the ground and start moving very quickly. So not only be timely with that residual behind the planter, but be timely with your residual herbicide application over the top of that crop. Do not try to delay that over-the-top application, trying to stretch out your pre activity to the point that it breaks and you end up with a lot of pigweed escapes and a much more difficult situation to get under control. In addition to that, the biggest thing that I've seen that we probably take for granted over the last several years is drainage. We've seen the wet spring, we've seen where our wet spots are. In a lot of cases over the last several years, we're cutting water furrows and draining our fields, but the areas that our fields drain into are themselves not well drained, which has led to a backlog of water, if you will, in some of the tail ditches and water furrows, which has ultimately hurt some of our cotton yield. Other than that, early season management type of activities, just making sure you have an adequate stand to maximize yield. Really, anything over 15,000 plants per acre that are healthy, I'm very comfortable with, if those plants are evenly spaced. If you have a lot of 2 or 3 foot and greater skips in that stand, that is a situation you may want to consider replanting. But if you have somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20,000 healthy plants per acre, that is a crop that I would keep. We have a vast amount of data to support that crop will make a good yield. And in my opinion, it's not worth tearing that crop up later in May and not knowing what the weather conditions are going to do in the fall versus an early May planted crop.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.